For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins. The Honorable Kenneth Bryan, Minister for Tourism and Transport, will be setting out on official travel this week in a bid to enhance destination awareness and deliver wide-ranging media coverage for the Cayman Islands. Throughout October, Minister Bryan will take part in several speaking engagements, attend networking events with key industry executives, and participate in high-level panel discussions. These profile-raising events will take place in various locations within the U.S. and Caribbean over the next 5 weeks. They are aimed at stimulating tourism economic activity, expand business-to-business network connections, and facilitate tourism recovery strategy for the Caribbean region. Minister Bryan states, by attending these vital trade and business conferences, the Ministry and Cayman Islands Department of Tourism will be able to optimize networking opportunities with airline, cruise, and other industry stakeholders. Our new initiates and enhanced tourism products must be communicated in order to drum up new business and re-engage with our existing partners. Official travel comprises participation in the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association Marketplace, the Florida Caribbean Cruise Association Cruise Conference, Routes World 22, and the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. The Cayman Islands Monetary Authority joins the International Organization of Securities Commissions and regulators from over 100 jurisdictions to celebrate World Investor Week 2022. World Investor Week is a global initiative promoted by IOSCO to raise awareness about the importance of investor education and protection. The global campaign consists of week-long outreach activities carried out by participating IOSCO member jurisdictions. CIMA will participate in the initiative from October 3rd to the 9th with an online campaign that is designed to promote financial resilience and help investors make sound decisions. For more information about World Investor Week, visit worldinvestorweek.org. The sweet sounds of freedom at the Queen Elizabeth II Botanic Park this week, as three rescued and rehabilitated Cayman parrots were released into the wild. According to a social media post, the siblings, known as the Brats, were rescued as chicks when their nest was displaced and have been raised by Cayman Turtle Center's animal care team. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins.
BBC News. The police chief in the Indonesian city of Malang has been sacked, where one of the world's worst football stadium disasters happened on Saturday. At least 9 other police officers have been suspended. 125 people were killed in a crush after the police fired tear gas at fans. The head of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine has been released after apparently being held by Russian troops. Ihor Murashov was taken away last Friday as he drove from the plant to a nearby town. Shares in Credit Suisse have plunged in value as fears grow over the financial health of the Swiss investment bank. The fall of around 10% happened despite the chief executive sending a memo to assure staff that the bank was in a solid financial position. The reality TV star Kim Kardashian is to pay a large fine for illegally promoting cryptocurrency on Instagram without revealing that she was being paid. The US Securities and Exchange Commission says she'll be fined nearly $1.3 million. Social media footage shows that protests are continuing to sweep through universities in Iran for the third consecutive day. Students in Tehran, Isfahan, Mashhad and Shiraz can be seen gathering on campuses, chanting slogans, following the death of a young woman accused of violating dress codes. The French president's chief of staff has been charged with a conflict of interest over his links to an Italian shipping company. France's financial crimes prosecutor says Alexis Collère has professional and family links to the firm. He has denied wrongdoing. Health officials on the border between Uganda and Kenya say they have intensified screening of lorry drivers to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus. There have now been 43 confirmed cases and at least 9 deaths. BBC News.